Our description for Pamela Gresham, PamelaGreshan, the date of birth is 4/8/1961, date of accident is 9/16/2024, date of service 8/19/2025. The patient presents for various symptoms, which include pain in the neck, which is 1 or 2, without any radiation to the arms. Lower back pain is reported to be 6. Right knee pain is off and on. And again, there are no radiation from the lower back either. Overall, the pain remains at around 6, with ADLs being affected to the tune of 6. And 60% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and a compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 148/111. Pulse is 81 and pulse ox is 98. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which was last seen on 7/23/2025. Dictation, actually, you can use a copy and paste from 6/11/2025, dictation number 0611-061. Thank you. And plan is to continue all the medications after reviewing the meds, and physical therapy has been discontinued. If a patient feels more therapy is needed, or the therapist certifies, I'll be more than happy to continue. She can see a chiropractor in the meantime, but she has had a physical therapy for more than a year. And she's released to a light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, with no lifting more than 10 pounds, and housework replacement has also been ordered. The meds and drugs can have been reviewed. Is provided with the following medication, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effects, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, and Lidoprofen for 5% for topical pain relief. Medigesic is provided for headaches. Tylenol codeine is provided, 60 tablets, 2 bottles, to relieve pain, 1 tablet 2 times a day. And other than that, the patient will be seen in 30 days' time. The MRIs that the patient has had were reviewed, and the patient was informed that he has a pain in the right knee of the ACL and chondromalacia grade 4, knee effusion and subcutaneous edema, which may require several injections with steroid. The patient was advised to wear the ACE bandage and a knee brace. In the thoracic spine, there is a multi-level disc herniation, C12, L1, and also in the lumbar spine, L1, L2, L2, L3, L3, L4, L4, L5, and L5, S1. Patient is advised that she may require 4 to 6 injections of epidural to bring spine panel healing. And in the cervical MRIs are not available right now. So that is all there is. When the patient will decide and ready to consent, we'll be more than happy to provide our injections. Thank you.